Nous avons le plaisir d'accueillir dans les studios de Radio SBS une actrice australienne. Elle s'appelle Frances Duca. Bonjour.
Bonjour. Et je suis une actrice maltaise qui habite à l'Australie.
Et qui habite aussi à Sydney, n'est-ce pas?
Oui.
Et vous jouez dans ce film Ali's Wedding qui passe au MIF, au Melbourne International Film Festival. Est-ce que vous pouvez nous en parler?
Oui, je suis désolée parce que je ne parle pas assez bien le français, moi, et je n'ai pas beaucoup l'opportunité de parler. Alors, je peut-être parle aussi en anglais, mais j'essaie de parler un petit peu en français. Oui, ce film est un film australien. Et c'est une histoire vraie d'une personne qui s'appelle Osama Sami. Et dans le film, lui est le protagoniste, ouais. Mais dans le film, il s'appelle Ali.
Le film a été réalisé par un Australien, Jeffrey Walker.
Oui, vraiment, c'est un directeur jeune, mais il a fait des choses pour la télévision, mais maintenant, c'est le premier feature film pour lui aussi.
Et donc parlez-nous de votre rôle dans ce film.
Je suis la mère, le maman de Ali et elle avec son mari qui est, on dit en anglais, the cleric of the mosque,
oui.
À Melbourne. Ils viennent de l'Irak et quand Ali, un petit garçon avec la famille. Et cette film est une pièce de son vie. Et Osama a fait beaucoup de choses qui sont sometimes people don't believe it, you know, what he did. And basically, I will say this in English, it's easier.
Qui n'est pas croyable, oui.
Exactly, because it was all about him wanting to make his father and the community proud. And he ended up telling certain lies. First of all, like I'm talking about, he lied about the marks he got in his exam and so that he could do medicine at Melbourne University and also his attraction and love for this Lebanese girl. And even in the Arab community, they also like have these things between them all, but she's Lebanese, like his mother would say, she wouldn't be the right person anyway. And the arranged marriage they had for him, which he accepted also to please his family. And then all these lies, you know, they sort of like gather momentum and before you know it they go out of control. So although it is classified as a romantic comedy, cette film est plus de ça. It's got soul, I believe.
Et donc le tournage du film a été fait à Melbourne.
Yes, in different locations. And it's already premiered in Sydney at the Sydney Film Festival. And it was chosen as the favorite film of the audience. So we won the Audience Choice Award there. So it's very exciting.
Parlez-nous de vous-même. Vous êtes actrice depuis quel âge? Depuis quand?
Oh, il y a beaucoup d'années, je te dis, à une école très, très respectable, à Londres.
À Londres.
Yes, and I did my debut at the West End playing in a musical called Buddy Holly.
Oui.
And I played the wife of Buddy Holly and I did some television work. Mais cet film est mon premier feature film.
Une première, c'est yes. Félicitations.
Yes, merci beaucoup. Je suis très contente que cet film est le premier feature film pour moi, parce que it's got everything, you know, a beautiful scripted story. It's Osama co-wrote the script with Andrew Knight, who is an award-winning scriptwriter, and it's got a mixture of people who are legends in the industry,
oui.
Like Don McAlpine, who is the cinematographer, and people this film is their first film, so it's a beautiful collaboration.
And you've already had a session here, a Q&A at Melbourne for the MIF.
Yes.
And there's more screenings coming.
Yes, we have another screening this Thursday at the Central Melbourne Hyatts and another one the following week. But also on the 31st of August, it will have...
Le film sort sur le grand écran.
Oui, voilà.
En Australie.
En Australie.
Pour tout le monde.
Et pour tout le monde afterwards, yes.
Et donc, vous êtes parti de Malte où vous avez grandi, vous vous êtes installé à Londres et ensuite vous
en
êtes
Allemagne,
arrivé en Allemagne et puis en Australie.
À Londres et maintenant, oui, à Sydney.
Oui. Yeah. Et qu'est-ce qui vous a emmené en Australie?
Mon frère qui habitait à Sydney pour longtemps, je pense, oh, I am curious about l'Australie.
Ouais.
And one day I decided to come and I'm still here.
Oui, oui, et vous travaillez également aussi dans le programme maltais de SBS.
SBS, oui, oui, oui. I do that.
Et vous êtes aussi mannequin?
Not anymore.
Oui, vous étiez mannequin?
Oui, 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 oui. Yeah. Ouais. Yeah.
Et vous faites du théâtre également?
Yes, yeah. Ouais. I do love theater, but I do like cinema, you know, the movies and cinema and you know that genre as well. Yes, of course.
And would you like to be behind the camera? Directing?
I can see myself directing theatre more than film, because film, I don't know much about the technicality from what you really need to know as a director. I never studied that.
Uh-huh.
But I'd be quite happy acting. In fact, when I was doing this film, I realised how much I really love acting.
And other things that we may have not discovered about you, Frances? You're also a musician, maybe? Or...
Well, I am a closet poet and songwriter.
Wow.
Uh-huh. And maybe one day soon I'll find the confidence to share that with the public, perhaps.
What would you tell the people listening to us to go and see Ali's Wedding? What's the message?
Yeah, I think this film est très important, spécialement dans ce moment, because...
Dans le contexte multiculturel de l'Australie,
yeah,
également.
But also because it is a Muslim story and it is a very refreshing insight into what the Muslim community, like here in multicultural Australia, is like. And because, you know, people may have the wrong perception about Islam or people in the Muslim community because of political like situations or perceptions. So I think it's a great opportunity to see how we all do things the same way, we argue the same way, we tease each other the same way, we make fun of politicians the same way, and we're also trying to do the best to please so many people. But I think the message as well is that really at the end of the day, you do have to follow your heart. As long as you keep the integrity, you do have to follow your heart and your dreams. And one thing I would like to say, please, is that when the film is in the cinema, 31st of August, it's very important that people go and see it in the first week and in the first 4 days of the film, because I found out that in the cinema, it only stays in the cinema as long as it does, according to how many people go and see it in the first week and in the first 4 days, basically. So it's very important to
shelf life
support.
Could be,
yes,
1 week.
Yes, but we're having... All of the reviews are so good and people are loving it. So I think it would be a shame if people miss seeing it on the big screen.
Donc, pour rappel, Ali's Wedding sort sur le grand écran en Australie à partir du 31 août grâce à Mad Men. Et aussi, vous pouvez aller le voir au Melbourne International Film Festival. Frances Ducas, merci d'être venue nous rendre visite et bonne continuation.
Merci beaucoup. Au revoir.